맞습니다. 저 아이들도 유니폼입니다. 근데 올바른 바람
So like how we talk about hunger, the same thing, identical, he is talking about thirst. Okay? Yeah. Thirst is the same thing. Again, water, this, that, etc., five elements, the whole thing goes in the same way. Okay? So in terms of your understanding, he says, in terms of your understanding, the later element gets resolved into the previous one, in terms of understanding. Annam prithvi into apa, apa into this, it goes on. Finally, what is left behind? Your existence awareness. And he says, that existence awareness, he says, sa atma tattvamasi shetiketu. Get it? All the time he was talking about existence awareness. Then he says, that existence awareness is you, shetiketu. What was presented in the very first verses as jagat karanam, Brahman, as sat, existence, is being what? Equated to yourself. Because that's why that identification he dealt with earlier. If what is there is one existence awareness, and that is before time and space and the creation, then later time, space and everything is manifested from that. Okay. No manifestation is away from the reality. A wave is not away from water. That means all that is there is existence, awareness, Brahman. But a table is not told you are Brahman. The human being is told. Even a cow you can't tell. Cow is a divine animal in India. Gorakshat. But cow ke jaake tattvamasi nahi bolte. The human mind, which because of ignorance takes itself to be something else, misunderstands the manifestation to be the reality. Body manifestation. Prana manifestation, mind manifestation, knowledge manifestation, ignorance manifestation, sense, all your sense of I is based on all this. So with all these false identifications, I come to know the truth. I want moksha. I'm too finite, I'm not fulfilled being. Therefore I want that fulfilled being. Therefore, I also have a vague understanding that this infinite cannot be apart from me. Therefore, vijnanartham guru meva vigachet, to understand, because it's infinite, it has to be understood. Because it can't be apart, can't be achieved by action. Only finite things can be achieved by action. Because what can action do? Create something. Creating is what? In time and space. Finite. Can modify something. Again in time and space. Finite. Purify something. Again in time and space. Finite. Reach some place. Again in time and space. Finite. So the result of all actions will be finite. Whether it's a simple action or a complex action. Or a mixture of all these types of action. Finally, it's all finite. More than one action doesn't make it less finite, it only makes it more finite. Because so many actions has been done to create this. Finite. Therefore you want to know. And in knowing he says, what are you? Look at that deep sleep. All identifications you have dropped. You exist. And that existence is what? Pure existence awareness. Satma Tatvamasi. The Tatvamasi can be said because the Mithyatvam of the manifestation has been established. How is the manifestation being mithya established? How was that established?
I think three.
Three examples. Yeah, those three examples. Remember right at the beginning. Karna vijnane karya vijnanam bhavati. And the karyam is not independent of the karna. Therefore, karyam becomes mithya, karnam becomes satyam. It's already established that. Okay? In the world, by giving a worldly example. Then, Brahman is presented as karanam for the jagat. Brahman is, okay, that statement has both the vakyas. Jagat karanatvam as well as swarupa lakshana of Brahman as sadeva, as pure existence. Both are there. In that first two sentences, both are there. Because it is being presented as only Sat existence. And that Sat existence itself is presented as Jagat Karnam. Jagat Karnam is necessary. Why? You take the world so manifold, so different. It's important to see single source. If there is no single source, you cannot have the vision of the infinite. Not possible. Because everything will have different sources. Then you will only have plurality. You will not have ekatvam. And that ekatvam we are talking about is nothing but the infinite. For a thing to be infinite, it has to be one. Many don't make up infinite. Many makes up finite. Because there are many things, all finite, finite, finite. For something to be infinite, there has to be only one. Why? The infinite has to be unconditioned by time and space. There means no division in terms of time and space. That means there is one homogeneous whole. By presenting Jagat Karanam Brahman, that's exactly what you are doing. There is nothing apart from Brahman. There is nothing independent of Brahman. There is nothing which is a part of Brahman. Brahman includes everything in it and pervades everything in it. Only then Jagat Karanatvam is true. Jagat Karanatvam can be true only then. Therefore the Jagat Karanatvam is necessary to see that. To see the oneness of the whole thing. Saying your awareness is not enough. You are the Sakshi awareness. People can reach it without Vedanta. Most people don't, but it can be. If you take part in activities that require that centering, etc., you will get it. Yeah. So when I came to Vedanta and I heard, you are not the body mind, I said, barabar hai, not the body mind. I function from the calm center, yeah. Not always, but quite often. Why? Because you've seen it in other activities. You've seen it in other things. Okay. Not completely, but yeah, somewhat. Not enough. Okay, calm center, okay. You can handle anything the world throws at you. But the still world is throwing things at you. No? You can handle it, but it's being thrown. Right? It doesn't change you from being finite. Doesn't prevent you from having a sense of loneliness. Where is freedom from that? Your awareness is not enough. That's a better version of you have a soul. Have a soul makes it worse. Why? Your different soul is different. Soul is my possession. No, your soul does not belong to you, it belongs to God. I thought at least I had something. Then who is the I? Then I will have to be body and mind, you know. Even soul belongs to God, you know? Because you have one. And that belongs to God. What are you will have to be? Body, mind, or care. Then? Body, mind will have to be embalmed and preserved. Can't be preserved, however much we embalm it. Our embalming techniques are not as good as the Egyptians. Modern embalming techniques are not as good as that. And they also deteriorate 1,000 years. Yeah. But you are waiting for resurrection. Not enough. Your awareness, saying your awareness is not enough. Your awareness and that awareness is everything has to come in. That is where Vedanta is. That you are everything. For that you are equated with Jagat Karanatvam. That Jagat Karanam Brahma, which nothing is independent of, is you. Why? Because karyam is mithya. Can you see that? Karyam is mithya. In the understanding that karyam, effect, is mithya, bhaga tyaga lakshana has already happened. Jaha jaha lakshana is already there. Why? Negation is there because mithyatva nishchaya is there. If mithyatva nishchaya is there, you don't need separate negation. In fact, all negation is nothing but mithyatva nishchaya. Understanding it is mithya. So, Ishwar say, Ishwaratvam negate karo. Jiva say, Jivatvam. Yeah, that's all said when you are looking at Tattvamasi independently. Here where? Negated. From the I, whatever is mithya is negated. Why? I understood it is mithya. From Sat being Jagat Karanam, Karanatvam is negated. Why? Karyam is mithya, fir Karana kidhar rahega? The status of Karanatvam is mithya. Why? Because Karyam is mithya. Any Karyam is mithya. Anyway. Clay and pot. Golden ornaments, iron and instruments like nail cutter, etc. Knowing one, everything else is known. That means what? If you understand existence awareness, you are everything. Everything is known means you are everything. Because existence awareness is everything. Look at how it started. Okay? Knowing one, everything else is known. No? It's arthavada, it's exaggeration. To highlight. And how do you know existence awareness? Achha, this is existence awareness here. No. It has to include me, remember? Because it's free from time and space. It's the source of time and space. Therefore, I am, I exist, and I know I exist. That means existence awareness has come here, no? Again, your experience, your anubhava. You know that you are. How? Naturally. Without any proof necessary. Without any pramana necessary. Hey, you are there, na? Why na, mudu? Dikke bolta hu. Andar hai kya nahi? Not dependent on perception. Not dependent on inference. Are you there? I must be. Yeah. Why? There's no reason why you are there. No. You're there. Main hu. You don't need an inference. You don't need an arthapatti. I'm there because I'm married. And girls are very smart nowadays. They don't marry non-existent guys. Logic, inference, arthapatti, all that not necessary. Comparison. Yeah, that guy also has a nice ear, nose, mouth, etc. I have also, therefore I must be existing. You don't need that. It's self-evident. If I am self-evident, two things come into the picture. I exist and awareness. Because otherwise, how can I know I exist? Both are self-evident. But I don't know that the existence is limitlessness, that awareness is limitless, I don't know. Therefore, sa atma tatvamasi shvetaketo. That jagat karanam, the source of everything, is what you are. If you have taken yourself anything to be anything else, that is mithya, that's experiential, that's not factual. Why? You have taken the karyam to be karanam. Look at it. You are what you are. And I don't know what I am. Therefore, I will take what I am associated with. And whatever I am associated with is name and form. Karyam. Body, name and form. Prana, name and form. Mind, name and form. The mind is name and form. Therefore, mithya. The mind as manifestation consciousness, as consciousness, it is absolutely there. The body as body, name and form, karyam, as existence consciousness, the truth of the body is nothing but existence consciousness. Is that a phone or an ambulance?
Silent
mein rakhne ko bhul gaya. So existence awareness is free from name and form, and that's yourself. So every identification is name and form only. Where is the strength of that identification gone? Only name and form. I can't understand this name and form. Okay, five elements. In between steps. Few steps so that understanding is easier. No, direct understanding is also the name and form. Vacharamana mikaro namadeyam. So I'll just say, dependent on your word. A word given, no? The same thing. It's conscious, it exists, manifested into a form. Therefore, the reality continues into the form. The form is perishable. Body, mind, etc. perishable. It has to perish. How long you do? The belief of the soldier. Hey, time to attack. Do you all want to live forever? What is this? You want to live forever? Well, let's go. Battle awaits. ये लड़ी थी अब तो बिल्कुल बूढ़ा हूँ गोली खाकर जीता हूँ
कितना रहने के बढ़िया
रहता है therefore all this is perishable because meant to be मैं कायकल्प करूँगा कायकल्प ट्रीटमेंट आयुर्वेदिक ट्रीटमेंट Where the kaya will last as long as the kalpa, kaya is body.
Still it is limited.
Huh?
Still it is limited.
Yeah, still it is limited. Rejuvenation exercises, yeah. You can be fit and strong as long as you live. No, you can extend your life also. Kidna. Like Bhishma, 125 years on the battlefield. And not one of the young Maharathis could touch the guy. But even he decided, time for me to go. He was given a chamruti, you live as long as you want. Yeah. Live as long as I want. Dhirti par. Chamruti. He realized, He was the solution to hold the Hastinapura kingdom for 3 generations. But the 4th generation, he became the problem. Why? The gates of Hastinapura are closed to you as long as I live. But then dharma will not serve. Win. Dharma has to win. All your life you are lived by dharma. That is true. Therefore, for greater dharma to win, I should go. I can't give up my dharma. So dharma nishtha, I can't give up. I'm willing to live and die by that. Time for you all to remove me. We can't touch you in battle. Bolayana, I will not fight a woman or someone who is born a woman. My sense of gallantry is that. That's one of my codes. Use it against me. He says that. He smiles at Krishna, you said against me, bolo unko barabar. But he also had to go, no? He chose to go. Time up. Because now I am the problem. Up to now I was the solution. And if I become the problem, I have to create the solution myself. And the solution is either I break my vow or I go. Breaking my vow now, after all these years? Nah. That's not true. To live and die, see ruling and home at last to sleep. Captain Bhalla of Kukri. He was told, Ghazi is hunting, be careful. He went out still. So it's a battle of wits. You win some, you lose some. Tropidod. Come on, abandon ship. Sir, what about you? A sailor comes and asks him, takes off his life jacket and throws it in because that guy didn't have a life jacket. Wear it. Sir, it's an order, wear it. Jump overboard. And the ship is going down, he's sitting on the deck and smoking his pipe. Dying. Inspiration for every naval cadet after that. Bhishma, inspiration for every Indian or everyone who has heard the story after that.
One of the chiefs he lost in that war there. He also
Yes, same. Yeah. I mean, I knew these people. Captain Balano. There's another balla like that. There are two ballas there. That guy would come every morning. Boys, upar alla hai, niche balla hai. So you better be on your toes. Either I will get you or you will get you. All of them perishable. Even the spirit perishable. What do you call the spirit of a human being? Perishable. Spirit can be broken.
That spirit breaking has happened to that American spy who died, you know?
Well,
in North Korea.
I know, great spirit, but it cannot be broken. We who have seen the strongest cry like a beaten child, the holiest eyes unholy, the cleanest hands defiled, we that have seen men broken, we know that the human is divine. Finally it comes to that, no? Finally it comes to that. That existence awareness is yourself. Everything else is an identification. Even being Bhishma, the inspiring figure, role, na? Identification. Na? Can you see that? However inspiring the figure is, identification, role. It is what Pooja Swamiji used to say, unique upadhi. It's a unique upadhi, that's all. Manifestation, namarupa. Manifestation, namarupa. What are you? Nothing but pure awareness. Hey. That existence awareness. That means you, that awareness is everything. Why? Because whatever makes you feel finite is mithya. And what makes you feel finite starts with your mind and body. That's what makes you feel finite. This is all that I know. This is all that I can think. This is all that I can feel. This is all that I can do. You don't need the other to make you feel finite. This is enough. Yeah, the mind is enough, no? Sab mithya. The other, sab mithya. Time and space, mithya entities. Vacharambanam vikaro namadeyam. Everything in time and space. Vacharambanam vikaro namadeyam. A name given to a form. A name given to a form. That's it. The content of everything is what? Existence awareness. A living being will be reduced to awareness very easily. Who am I? A non-living thing will be reduced to existence very easily. Remember that process I talked about. He talks about five element model. I shift it into an atomic model because there's more current in today's society. The five element model I have to explain in detail if I have to really do it that way. An atomic model is more, that's the current knowledge of science. Whatever is current. Yeah, what is current is important.
For the modern man.
Yeah, exactly. But be careful when you say current. Venkata Ramana wanted to pay his telephone bill. So he rang up a number. Sir, not this number. You ring up this number, you will get the recording of your current bill. Arey mor, mere ko current bill nahi chahiye. Mere ko mera phone bill chahiye. Current bill, electricity bill. Venkata Ramana. The Sardarji has been dropped now. It's all Venkata Ramana now. Okay? I mean, poor Sardarjis are upset here. Come on. We respect them. For generations, we have been cracking Sardarji jokes.
So Venkata Ramana comes into the picture.
Right? I did see that. So Venkata Ramana is in the class.
That's why I moved Venkata Ramana.
My father's name is Venkata
Ramana. Okay. Don't worry, he's not there anymore, so no problem. See the beauty of a Venkata Ramana joke. There are jokes after jokes after jokes. Yeah. Anyway, that apart. Use what is current. It's immediate. And then what? Everything resolves into existence. The truth of anything, the truth of any finite thing is limitless existence. Old example, remember? I stick with certain examples because it's good. Book. What is the content of the book? Paper. Book becomes nitya, paper becomes satyam. Paper, wood pulp, paper becomes nitya, wood pulp becomes. Wood pulp, hydrocarbons, wood pulp has become nitya. Hydrocarbons, molecules, atoms, particles. Finally, particle is a dimension. Dimensionless existence. Dimensionless existence means what? Limitlessness. Therefore, limitless existence awareness is the truth of the book. The truth of anything. The truth of you and me. Existence awareness alone is. And that is you. Saatma tatomasi exists. The body rooted in existence awareness. Mind into existence awareness. Everything into existence awareness. What is there? One existence awareness. Therefore, where is the limited you? Limited? No. Roll kar raha ho. Limited guy. Human being is a role. Person is a role. From the absolute angle, even person is a role. We say, be the simple person, drop all roles. Even person is a role. Human being is a role.
That's applicable to the other side also.
Yeah. Human being is a role. If there's a Martian, non-human, that's also a role. Octopus is a role. Why? The octopus is also nothing but pure consciousness. So the octopus is ashtabhujangi. Ashtabhuja, eight. Oh, bhakta log sinenga bolega, you, what is the Swami talking? The Swami is talking sense. Eight-armed octopus is also pure consciousness. The octopus doesn't have the mind to understand that. The other ashtabhujangim is the source of the knowledge, so no problems. The goddess is the source of the knowledge, so no problem.
Actually speaking, even the our body to function or any body to function, the assimilation of various actions that are taking place, food, air and all that, the bacteria, we cannot see. They are also the same thing.
Same consciousness, because all are based in that. All nama rupas. Vacharamadam vikaram namadeyam. Whether it's a bacteria or the God particle, it's all nama rupa, nama rupa nama. What they use pure existence and consciousness. All that is there, that's it. Where is your limitation? Where is your sense of finitude? Really, the finitude comes in only with the identification of body, mind, etc. If you are playing a role, that's not, it's a finite role, all roles are finite. Take care. The role has a role, play the game. A lot of elbow room. It's a very creative role. It's not a rigid role. Only certain basic things have to be kept in mind. Yeah, basic things have to be kept in mind. Like on the stage, when Rama shoots the arrow, Ravana has to fall. You can't say, champion, main uska yeh sa 10 jan ko kachcha khayega.
which may be fact in life, but he can't say that and not fall. I will become like the village dramas. Village dramas. Sita in Ashokavana. So Rama and Hero thoda change hone chahiye. Sita and Ashokavana. Good, good Yugal could make it. Good Yugal could make it. Sita and Ashokavana sitting. Role, stage, Ramlila. And Hanuman, he has burnt up Lanka and come to take her blessing before going back. Ramji, Ramji ko kya batao? Mera pyar batana unko bas. Bolo jaldi aa jao. Acha, aur kuch seva man? That time the Petromax there was kept it flared up a bit. Jane ka pehla dhara, do pomba ki dhara. So that type of things can happen in a village play. Okay. So audience has a laugh and then focus back. Abhi, Hanumanji kya karega? Same way. So sometimes in a role of life, certain things go a bit here and there. It doesn't matter. Let it go. Pump. When your role goes a bit off, think of Hanumanji popping the belly. Then you'll understand it's okay. It's all right.
A similar thing happened in Mahabharata drama in UP somewhere. Duchadana pulling out the sari of Draupadi. So she says, "Hey Krishna, save me, save me." Suddenly a voice comes from that. "I woke. Mera teen bhai lanka paya paisa baki."
Why is he teen? He has not been paid for 3 months. होता है ऐसा कभी कभी रोल्स गो ए बिट हेवर नन वरी इट्स ऑल राइट देयरफॉर व्हेन यू थिंकिंग ऑफ इट एज अ रोल द फाइनिट्यूड इज नॉट एन इश्यू सो ओनली व्हेन यू टेक दैट इट इज रियल द प्रॉब्लम कम्स इज नेवर रियल फ्रॉम प्योर एग्जिस्टेंस अवेयरनेस टू दिस नामरूप ऑल नामरूप If everything is Namarupa, what is there is only existence awareness. Because the moment you say name and form, what's the content? You cannot have a form without a content. Yeah. Hey, this time for Guru Dakshina, I want something from you all. Make me a kurta. Without a material. अरे यार एक चीज पूछता अभी कब अभी तक कुछ पूछा है अभी पूछता मेक मी without a material कभी हो सकता है हाँ इधर है ना अब space is the material
emperor's clothes
exactly make you can't form meaning content So everything is name and form. Content is what? Pure existence awareness. Sadaiva saumidam agram asit. Same thing. So where's the issue? There are no issues. There's absolutely no issues. Where is the problem in the whole thing? Because what is there is existence awareness only. Abhi kya baat hai? And that is me. I am that existence awareness. Then where is the problem of a role or its functioning? And nowadays roles have a lot of creativity in it anyway. There's no, it's not rigid anymore. Roles are not rigid anymore. Thoda wo pump marne ka aisa ho jayega. Itna hai. So zyada kuch nahi. More than that, nothing happens. That's it. But when I take the, if I miss the real, I take the role as the real and all the problem starts. Role as human being itself is finitude. Forget other roles.
Other roles only ram home the fact a bit more. I am a human being, finitude has come in already, isn't it? I am this much only. Finitude has come in. Then any role you play with that only makes you feel more limited. No? Makes you feel more limited. So it rams home your finitude. And then you try to escape that. By what? More roles. More roles. Yeah. You know, in some of the carnivals, Spain, there's a code. If a lady wears one feather in her hat, it means she's single and available. For whoever can woo and whatever. If there's two, I'm married. Not available. If it's three, I'm married, but there's space for one more. Not being fulfilled in one role because of your sense of finitude. If you try to add on or more, it makes you more bound, not less bound. Replacement is not going to change. Adding is not going to change. But the human heart seeks fulfillment. There is no escape from that. The human heart is always seeking fulfillment.
Which you cannot get in these.
Some joy and happiness you will get. Who is saying no? Some amount of joy, some amount of happiness you will get. Nobody says no to that. That's always there.
Like the food we had got so far.
Yeah. Even a cup of tea can give, even a cup of tea can give you some enjoyment.
Yeah.
If you're a tea lover, not otherwise. Because there is a couple here. One of them is a tea lover, one of them is not a tea lover. So if you're a tea lover, you'll enjoy it. If you're not, you won't. So anything can give you some sense of happiness. No big deal about that. But our whole attempt is by getting more. After some time, start chopping more because I got too many junk. So chopper. But it's the same thing. Adding and chopping still makes you finite only, no? To see one. Two things here. One, the impossibility of fulfillment by adding and chopping. That has to be clear. Only then you'll really seek. I'm not saying the impossible of getting some happiness or getting some pleasure or getting some joy. No, that you'll get. Yeah, some temporary joy, some temporary fulfillment, we'll always get. All temporary things we'll get, no? Kaisa nahi milega? You go on a holiday for 3 days. But the greatest of human joys is tainted with a brush of finitude, no? Tainted. It's a brush stroke of unhappiness. Yeah, kya perfect holiday tha, no? Then it got over. There is a taint, minimum. Minimum taint, this much will be there. It's going. Enjoy what is there, na? Yeah, I enjoyed what is there. Then, now I have nice memories. You're living in the past. Then after 5 years, I wanted to relive that memory. I went to the same place. And I got disappointed. Why? Everything has changed here. Naturally, things will change. What do you expect? Everything to stagnate over?
Even if it's the same, you won't enjoy it.
Yeah. Therefore, so all that bits and pieces of enjoyment you'll always get. And because you're getting bits and pieces of enjoyment, you're hankering after them more and more and more. Because if something did not give you that enjoyment, you wouldn't want it anymore. No? You went to a place, you're miserable there. Yeah, I'm not going to go there again. You don't want to even think about it. Aray, the place has changed. It is not like how it was before. Samajhe na. Tulsi sadhana kutir has changed. You can go there for a camp now. Last time we went, it was all leaking, this, that, etc. It's all changed. We'll avoid it. We'll go. You don't want to go. Why? It was source of unhappiness.
It happened to me. I was born in Madurai in a old building, belonging to my aunt. Some 20 years ago I went there. It had already been demolished and a hotel has come. I didn't have the same feeling which I had.
You will not.
When I was seeing the old building.
It's always like that.
And thereafter, when I never saw it, just passed.
Exactly. People come to Rishikesh. Oh, so beautiful. I say, kya beautiful? Pura gandagi aaya bahar, ashram ke bahar. That's not the Rishikesh I remember. A road in front of the ashram. I could walk on the rocks. Walk on the rocks, but road is convenient. No? Nah. Can you see? You have certain memories of what you enjoyed. Do you want to repeat it? Never the same. So we hanker after things. Or new things because of that moments of joy. Forgetting that any time you became happiness, you gained that happiness, it was nothing but a manifestation of the ananda that you are. That thing only helped you get back to yourself. That thing, that person, that place, that time, that situation, that music, that experience, whatever. Only threw you back into your own life. There are a lot of things that can do that. But it's like a momentary thing. It doesn't last with you. Therefore, you keep constantly hankering after fulfillment. Hankering after this or that. Because you don't do any other way. No? The experience of something gave it to you. The gaining of something gave it to you. The relating to someone or something gave it to you. Therefore, repeat the same thing. Repeat the same thing. Why? Because you're really seeking what? That fulfillment that you experience momentarily. The heart is always after that. But since you don't know any other way, you look at it experientially. And you bring that experience orientation into spirituality also. I want a spiritual experience. I heard of that energy transfer. No? Oh, all peace and joy you experience. Oh, I can also give it to you. Really, I'm not joking. That energy transfer, peace and joy and all that, you get. Not only that, I'll make you see stars also along with it. Peace, joy, stars also, huh? But there's a little price to pay. You'll come out of that trance with a little bit of headache and things. It's always a price to pay. Experience, are you going to bring it to spirituality also, another experience. So one spirituality is one experience, another spirituality is another experience. Farak kya pada? Yeah, this is also spiritual, no? Literally. Yeah. Bending the bar, bending the elbow at the bar. Spiritual experience, literally spiritual. Not experience oriented, recognition that you are that existence, awareness, limitlessness, that everything else is dependent on you, you are independent of everything. That's self recognition. Satma tatumasi shetaketo. That existence, awareness, which is source of the whole thing, is yourself. The differences of individual, total, etc., is only with respect to nama rupa. You cannot even say between Ishara and you there is a difference of individual and total. If your existence awareness, you are the total. Then what is the difference between you and Ishara? Nama Rupas. As far as the Nama Rupa, you can say individual total. Because name and form is individual. That is totality. In terms of name and form. You can't say individual awareness and total awareness. Kidna awareness. Awareness, limitlessness, etc. Then where? Yeah, when you hear about awareness, you take yourself as a conscious entity. one entity here, that entity has to be recognized as limitlessness. Why? Because whatever made you an entity is Namarupa, name and form, therefore Mithya. Because all name and form depends on existence awareness. Therefore, existence awareness, you, is independent of the name and form. Name and form is dependent on you. You are independent of the name and form. That means what? Body is dependent on you, you are independent of the body. Mind is dependent on you are independent of the mind. But difficult to swallow. Why? Because I have not mastered the body. I am not independent of the body. When body demands something, nah, I have to give in. Kya karu? Control ho nahi paata hai. Remember that girl with mehndi on her hands only eating. What farzan, some farzan. Control ho nahi paata. Therefore, when I have been living where I do not have some mastery over this body, how can I understand Vedanta? I am a dependent entity. I am not independent of the body. I don't see myself as independent of the body. That's why the army man says, discipline is freedom. Discipline is freedom. Because you know, the body listens to you. Hey, sit there. Yeah, that's the advantage of a martial training. Take a push-up, full plank. Hold. How long? Only 5 minutes. You can do it. Next day your arms and shoulders and back and all may pain a bit. That's okay. So what's the big deal about pain? Pain is pain. Namarupa, Mithya. Therefore, this is where the problem comes in. Can you see that? Where the body has not been trained, you're too dependent on the body. You can't see yourself as independent. You are independent of the body. See, you said that. But I remember once I taught you something, you banged your face on the... And you impressed me there. Why? Because someone who had not done anything like that, he said, no, I'm fine. You lick their blood from your lip. He said, no, I'm fine. And you continue doing it. You are capable. You are independent of the body. You have to see yourself that. I see you as that. And I'm giving you the incident because of which I see you as that. I know my students well. I know who can do what. I know who can do what. So the next time, the same thing I said, put a pillow there. I learned.
My father became blind with glaucoma 7 years before his death. I told him, you have lost your eyesight, you do this. Fine, he said.
That's it. Fine. Okay. One day it has to go.
Nothing. And he remained that. He did not allow him anybody to touch him.
Okay. He will do everything himself.
Next 8 years. Never.
That's it. You are independent of the body. You don't believe it yourself. That's the problem.
Never fell sick.
Yeah.
Never been to a doctor.
Correct.
Never demanded anything. Correct. Never asked for anything.
No. That's the thing. Yeah. That's why getting into some yoga, this, that, etc. is good, you know. Yoga is a gentle way of understanding you are independent of the body. Martial art is a tough way of understanding you are independent of the body. Why gentle way? You have to tie yourself up in a knot, no? Look at Anusha when she does. What is that? Chakrasana. I can't do that. What do you learn? And you find, I can do it. That means the body is listening to me. Body is listening to me. I am independent of it. I can make the body do what I want. The gentle way. The tough way. Whatever way. Body always demands food. Every 4 hours, 6 hours, whatever. So one day fast. Neka neka. mastery of the body. Can you see all these practices were meant for this? So that you are independent of the body. The demands of the body, you can say forget it. No, totally, you don't have to be like Bhishma. That much is not necessary. Arrows are entering him. He is saying, these are Shikhandi's arrows. They bounce off my armor. These are Arjuna's arrows. They pierce my armor and burn my flesh. I interfere. You don't have to be that much mastery of the body to understand Vedanta. Nobody will understand Vedanta. But relatively, a little bit, to know that you are independent, the body is dependent on you. Similarly, mind. I can't master my emotions. How can you say I am independent of the mind? I can't master my moods. That's why I do the handling emotion workshop right in the beginning. Well, there's preparation. Why? You master them. Your mind listens to you. I am not in a mood to do it. What do you mean mood? There's nothing like mood. You do it. It has to be done, you do it. Okay, do it. Finished. Yeah. Mind is dependent on you, you are independent of the mind. Everything is like that. Once you know that, and you see your independence, then that absolute independence can be easily recognized. The absolute independence can be easily recognized because you know what relative independence is. So all your sadhana comes at this relative independence level. I am dependent on gaining that thing for becoming happy. I want it. Desire strong. I know. You want it so much, you have to give into it. You have to work to do something about it. Okay. Work with prasada buddhi, ishara arpana buddhi. That means you are willing to accept the non-fulfillment of the desire. Prasada. Whatever the result is prasada. You are willing to accept non-fulfillment. I've already become bigger than the desire. I already become bigger. Can you see all this? These are all preparations to understand that you are not dependent on anything for the sake of fulfillment. That is your true nature. That ananda, anantam, is your true nature. What is existence awareness is limitlessness. So a little bit, these are what you call sadhana. What? Learning your independence, that's all. That's why I encourage everyone to little bit financial independence, little bit this all. That's good. Why? Because it helps. Easier to understand. Either you should become financial independent or you should not feel dependent in spite of asking your father-in-law for money. One of the two things. Either way it can work. Okay.
Your father-in-law does not ask you for money.
Then you're happy.
If you don't mind it, your wife will remind you.
Yeah. Because these are the things that you get dependent on. No? So to see yourself as being independent of it. Easier. That's why for those who are ready, sadhu life becomes easier. Why? You're dependent on everything. You don't know where your next meal is going to come from. You are dependent on everything. And you are independent of everything. Practically speaking, you are dependent on everything. At the same time, you are independent of everything. Yeah?
The more you learn as a teacher,
huh?
The clearer your thoughts are.
Huh?
They last with you as a teacher. They would last with you till you teach, till you continue to teach. How can you be independent of something like that?
Huh? So you are dependent on the teacher how long? You are dependent on the teacher how long?
No, I'm saying, or I as a lawyer, or you as a teacher, or somebody as a doctor.
Yeah.
When they keep building into their profession in terms of developing their knowledge base and clarity of thought, it's something that not only you enjoy, but it's something that lasts forever. Is it something that doesn't last
forever? How does it last forever? At the most, it will last your lifetime.
Doesn't it carry with you somewhere?
No.
How far will karma carry you? You think every time you are going to take the same profession? Very rare.
Karma as a knowledge
person. Some samskaras will continue, that's all. That's all, nothing more than that. Mithya. So I have a lot of samskaras for healing. I have not played that role this lifetime. I will make intuitive diagnosis. Like one of my students recently was getting all aches and pains and aches and pains. I said, did you have fever? Yes. Fever is gone? Yes. But the pain, etc. is still continuing. What do your doctor say? Dr. Mog can't make a clear-cut diagnosis. I said, ask him to, it is not dengue, but ask him to check those type of viruses.
So
it turned out to be a virus like that.
It is not dengue, it's breeding to you.
Hey, listen to what I'm saying. So therefore, that instinct for making that diagnosis is there in my mind. I have chosen not to follow that. Why? It doesn't last forever. Role doesn't last. So role. Some lifetime I paid the role of a healer. Some lifetime.
Suppose
God knows
you wanted to be a doctor, then you could have been a good doctor. Or a
yeah,
good
probably you would have been a good doctor. Probably.
But the new karma has affected you.
Probably you would have been. I don't know for sure.
That's probably your free will, no?
Huh?
Yeah,
there's a free will comes in. Therefore, those samskaras will go like that. You're not dependent on that. To see yourself as being independent of your profession, that's another important thing. Because your great identity comes from your profession. Especially for men.
Whether I'm playing something or whether I'm playing or whether I'm practicing music, anything that I do, I try to do with quality. And I feel that it builds in me, it lasts in me for a very long time. For a very long time.
How long? Your lifetime at the most? That's all. What is your lifetime when you're comparing with eternity? One blink in the eye of time and the whole earth can vanish. What is my lifetime? What is 70, 80 years? One blink in the eye of time. That's where the whole thing is. Therefore, to see that mithyatvam of things, the fact that I am independent of all these mithya things. I, as a simple being you are talking about, I am independent of the body, mind, etc. Even though I am using the body, mind, etc. for everything. Without the body and mind, this thing, I can't achieve anything, including moksha. Therefore, yoga will say, shariram adhyam khalu dharma sadhanam. Take care of the body first, because the sadhana for dharma. It's a means for it. Sadhana there means for it. Take care of it. Correct? Take care of it. I do. Many sadhus don't. I do. If I'm going to teach something, I better live it myself. Otherwise, I don't have the right to teach it. Take care. See yourself as independent of it, but at the same time. Only then, that absolute independence of what you are. Independent of time and space, that existence awareness which is you, independent of time and space, becomes easy to her to understand and easier to let it flow into your life. Because your independent person is talking about it. Not a victim who is dependent, who is a puppet on a string, who is dependent on so many things. Yeah. Are you getting this? This is okay. Then he says, oh, this is so beautiful, please tell me once again. Okay. So we can have a 10-minute break, whatever this, that, whatever. And we'll start again. 10 minutes we'll start. We'll have another session. Then we'll go back to some discussion, etc. Thank you.